Your guest speaker for today is John Grubb.
Welcome to our program. We're so thankful that you've decided to be with us today as we continue to study from God's Word. We're studying a series entitled Basic Facts of the Faith, and we hope today's lesson will help you to better understand why we believe the Bible and which part of the Bible we are to obey in order to be pleasing to God. Are we under the Old Testament or the New Testament? The Bible is a collection of 66 books, 39 books in the Old Testament, and 27 books in the New Testament. The Old Law was given to the Jews, and to them only. Gentiles were never under the Law of Moses. Moses wrote in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. And Moses called all Israel and said to them, "Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us, those who are here today, all of us who are alive. The Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire." When was the Old Law given? When was the Law of Moses given? It was given at Mount Sinai. It was given to the Jews. In the Bible, there are only two classifications of people. There are Jews and there are non-Jews, usually called Gentiles. The Law of Moses was given to the Jew. The Gentile was never under the Law of Moses. This law that was given to the Jews is no longer in effect. The Apostle Paul makes this very clear in several passages of Scripture that we will look at in just a few minutes. Those passages are Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16, Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, and Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. The Hebrew writer devotes much of that book to show the law of Christ is better than the law of Moses. In Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 through 13, this is just one of those passages that emphasizes people are no longer under the law of Moses, but are under the law of Christ. The Apostle Paul shows the relationship of the promise to Abraham in Galatians chapter 3, beginning in verse 8. In Galatians chapter 3, and in verse 8, Paul shows the relationship between the promise that God made to Abraham, as recorded in Genesis chapter 12, and the law of Moses, how they relate to one another. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 8, Paul writes, "And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed." So note here, Paul says that God preached the gospel to Abraham. Well, when we think of the gospel, we usually think of the New Testament. But the word gospel simply means good news or glad tidings. God was telling Abraham good news. What was that good news? The good news was that in your seed, all families or all nations of the earth would be blessed. Then in verse 14, Paul says, "that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus." So there is a connection between Abraham and the Christ. Paul continues in verse 16. "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. So God made the promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, that in his seed, all families or all nations of the earth would be blessed. In verse 17, he continues, and this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. So here's what Paul's saying. God made this promise to Abraham 430 years before the law was given through Moses to the Jews. That means that the promise came first. If it's by promise, it can't be by the law of Moses. If it is by the law of Moses, it cannot be by promise. But God made the promise first. Well, if God made the promise to Abraham that in his seed all families of the earth would be blessed, what was the purpose of the law of Moses? Paul answers that question beginning in verse 19 of Galatians chapter 3. What purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions or sins, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. So why was the law given? It was added because of sin, because of the sin of the Jews. And God wanted to keep the seed pure until Christ came into the world. So the law of Moses was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. In verse 21, Paul says, is the law then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. If it could have been done under the law of Moses, then it would have been. But the law of Moses was not sufficient. It was not good enough for every person to be saved from their sins. And we'll talk more about that particular point in our next lesson. You see, it was the law that brought the Jews to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 24. And then, of course, in Galatians 3, 26 and 27, Paul says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we see in Galatians chapter 3 the relationship between the promise that God made to Abraham back in Genesis chapter 12 and how it relates to the law of Moses that was given to the Jews, understanding that God selected a people, Abraham's descendants through Isaac and Jacob, and on down to bring Christ, the Savior of all men, into the world. We can follow the story of how God worked through the Israelites to bring about His will. We can start with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, the time in Egypt, the wilderness wanderings, Canaan, the period of the judges, the United Kingdom, the divided kingdom, the prophets, and the approximately 330 prophecies made in the Old Testament concerning Christ. Then we can observe the 400 years of silence between the Testaments from the time the Old Testament ended and the New Testament began. This is the history of the world and tells of God's dealings with people in the world, both with Jew and Gentile. But it would be through the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David that the Messiah, the Christ, would come into the world. And we can read about those events in the Old Testament, fulfilling the promise that God made to Abraham back in Genesis chapter 12. And we understand that the law of Moses was only given to the Jews. In Exodus chapter 34, verses 27 and 28. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write these words, for according to the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And so when we talk about the law of Moses, it includes the Ten Commandments. We will continue to show why people are no longer under the law of Moses, that Gentiles were never under the law of Moses, and that today, if we want to be pleasing to God, we do not obey the Old Testament, but we obey the New Testament, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hope that you'll come and join us at that time. This is John Grubb with Truth for the World.